Anna Horton and Joel Ledford are two of the seven-member band Don't Stop Please. After waiting tables for a time and seeing jazz bands perform in restaurants, Anna thought it was time to quit service work and make money performing. Partnering with Joel, the jazz duo Handmade Moments was formed. They began by performing jazz standards, then began writing their own songs. Next week, Handmade Moments will release a self-titled album. The duo recently came into the Firm & Garner Performance Studio to speak with Ozarks at Large's Christina Karnatz. They started by telling Christina about the differences between playing in a large band versus a duo, including the need to be more focused.
It seems like our songs have to be a little bit shorter and more to the point when it's just a couple people, you know? You have to take the folk route with it, the kind of singer-songwriter route. Don't Stop Please is a seven-piece band, so it's nice playing with two people. You get to really, your songwriting gets to shine, and the simplicity of the melody and the voices really shines. And sometimes with seven people, it can be hard to get a cohesive song to come out of that group, you know? So it's a lot of fun to take a break from that, have some breathing room, and sit around the campfire and have that whole vibe.
Kumbaya.
Kumbaya vibe.
Kumbaya.
As opposed to the party, rock and roll, sex, drugs, and sleeping until 1 a.m. Wait.
1 p.m.
What? See? I'm still confused from the rock and roll tour.
Right.
It's still a number.
It's rough.
It's a lot easier, though, traveling as a duo, for sure. Joel and I like to play a lot of farmers markets, and farmers markets happen really early in the mornings, so it's cool that we can just, like, wake up and go as a duo.
That's a big part of Handmade Moments, is playing farmers markets and playing in open public spaces and playing outside and playing benefits and playing a lot of free outdoor shows, things like that. We really like that vibe of just playing music for people as they're hanging out.
Well, so Anna, you mentioned that when you started Handmade Moments that you quit your jobs. Mm-hmm. And then, Joel, you just mentioned free shows. So, you know, are you able to sustain yourself?
Yeah. Well,
yourselves?
It's all definitely evolved from, like, Handmade Moments is way different now than it was when it started. When it started, we were, like, a jazz trio playing jazz songs at restaurants, and that's how we made our money. And, I mean, we have relatively cheap lifestyles. But as time went on, we started playing a lot more original music, and then we became a duo and traveling a lot. Like, now we're more of, like, a folk jazz duo, and we still, you know, make money from music, and we're able to pay our bills, thankfully, and all that good stuff. We definitely have, like, the motto, like, free shows always pay off. I think they always pay off, whether you're playing for a benefit to help someone else out or you're just playing for some kind of community gathering. You're always going to make new fans, and you'll, like, usually make tips or sell CDs, or, you know, people will hear you and then they'll come out to your next show. So yeah, free shows, they're not just free. Like, they always pay off in their own way, for sure.
Original songs. You have a new album coming out.
Mm-hmm.
It's all original songs?
All the... Three.
Three?
Okay.
All the three.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have three old jazz standards.
What are those old songs?
One of them is a Gershwin tune, Do It Again. Another one is a Cole Porter song, Night and Day. And then another one is a song called Crazy He Calls Me. It's just like this old song.
It's just an old
Billie Holiday sang it.
Yeah.
And we heard it. We were on tour with our band Don't Stop Please. In Chicago last year, and we heard it at this old jazz bar off of this jukebox that played 45s, and we picked that song and we're like, oh my god, I gotta learn this song. So that one's on the record, and then all the rest are originals.
Just the title sounded familiar to me, but I could be wrong.
Yeah. Crazy He Calls Me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We can play a little bit of it for you.
All right.
Sample it.
Say I'd move the mountains, and I'd move the mountains. If he wants them out of the way. Crazy he calls me, so I'm crazy. I'd say
just going to tease you, just a little bit of it.
Just a little bit of it.
I can't give you the whole thing. Well, yeah.
It sounds familiar. It's
a familiar old song.
Yeah, it does sound familiar, for
it's
sure.
It's a pretty one. Yeah, we were happy when we found it.
Well, so, you know, you mentioned some like you said, staples in jazz. And you, Anna, mentioned that you've been singing jazz for a really long time. So mm-hmm. did you grow up listening to jazz? I mean, is this something that, you know, I mean, since you were little, your parents kind of introduced you to jazz?
I grew up listening to a lot of Beatles music, and but I also listened to a whole bunch of early blues music when I was first learning guitar, and a lot of early jazz music as well, Dixieland blues and jazz, and I really liked just the smooth blues sound and the smooth like bossa nova sound and the cool rhythms, and that always got me interested. So I've kind of been playing a folky, jazzy, bluesy type of guitars since I started. Anna's been singing jazz since she was a baby, right?
I started off with, I used to really be into Frank Sinatra and Judy Garland when I was like really, really young, when I was like maybe 4. I remember being obsessed with Judy Garland. And then when I was like 10, my godmother, who's like the coolest lady in the world, Carol, got me this Billie Holiday CD and a Louis Armstrong CD and an Ella Fitzgerald CD. And I played those until I completely wore them out. I learned every song.
For this album, you had Trout Fishing in America. I mean, they helped you produce it. You were in the studio with them, mm-hmm.
yeah,
right?
They
and I mean,
on
they're
a lot of the album.
Yeah, they're pretty big locally, and they're, you know, big nationally as well. How did you get hooked up with them?
We met them at an Omni event. Actually, we played for the Omni Center, a fundraiser that they were doing, and that's where we met Ezra. And we're friends with his daughter Dana.
And her awesome band, Heirloom.
Yeah. And it just worked out perfectly after that. I saw Ezra a few days later, and he was like, come out Wednesday, and we'll talk about it. And we started recording that Wednesday, and yeah, the rest was history. The next time we came in, Keith was there, and he laid down bass on 8 of the tracks on the record. And it was such a cool recording experience, like really positive, really fun, and yeah, good times all around.
It's really easy working with a duo like Trout Fishing America because
they're another duo.
They get it, yeah. No. They're another duo. they understand what we're having, what we work with on stage, and how each person on, like, plays a lot and takes up a lot of space to fill the sound up. So they were super understanding of our style and our vibe. And I think one of the most important things about a studio is having a producer or sound engineer that really understands what you're trying to do and supports you and likes the music. So I think we both feel very honored to work with Trout Fishing America, and very honored that they like our music enough to want to record it with us and record it for us, and for really, really pretty much nothing, you know.
Yeah.
There's no charge. We've been helping them out garden and different mm-hmm. things like that. So it's been a wonderful trade, and it's been awesome to be a part of their lives and have successful musicians say, hey, you guys are worth taking a chance with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I feel really honored right now.
Really beautiful experience, for sure.
Well, so, and they'll be performing with you at your CD release party?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ezra and Keith are going to play with us for our set, and then Dana Louise is opening. And they'll probably play with her, too. We'll see. And then hopefully. Adam Cox is going to open, too, from Cletus Got Shot.
Well, will you play a few songs for us?
Sure.
Totally.
Cool.
This song is called See Dick Run, this huge globalism, corporatism, patriarchal control that's going on. Like, it might seem hopeless, like a hopeless fight, but at the end of the day, it's not. You know, we all have our power to do what we do, and it's all changing all the time, so...
Mm. 2, 3. was getting into frustration by all the things in the way. And no, it's really nothing major, just a little misbehavior anyway.
So this next one's a political jam about
saving the water.
Saving the water, and about how common folks aren't really destroying the world, or at least they're not meaning to. It's these giant corporations and these big bankers that are funding these really terrible projects that profit them at the expense of everyone else. So it's called Bubbling Water. One, two, one, two. Father is, world is made by
bit about that. Constitution, protecting freedom and our rights. Well, education, that's our greatest armor. That factory farmer is out to harm us. And know the power of your hands and dollars. If we save the water, we'll save ourselves. They will try to freeze your broken heart. They will try to tear us all apart. Why say they've got a damn good start? I'm singing loud and I'm singing proud. So lay me down. That's our greatest armor. That factory farmer is out to harm us. And know the power of your hands and dollars. If we save the water, we'll save ourselves. If we save the water, we'll save ourselves. If we save the water, we'll save ourselves.
Anna Horton and Joel Ludford make up the folk jazz duo Handmade Moments. They spoke with Ozarks at Large's Christina Karnatz inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. They'll release their first Real Deal EP titled Handmade Moments with a concert Thursday at Smoke and Barrel in Fayetteville. They'll be joined on stage by Trout Fishing in America, Dana Louise of Heirloom, and Adam Cox of Cletus Got Shot. For more information, handmademoments.net, or you can look for them on Facebook.